For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
It's been a big few days, Davo, for you.
Yeah, you could say that.
An emotional roller coaster that started last week. You were pretty nervous going into the Cats and Blues elimination final on the Friday in the excitement of trying to hype yourself up to be confident about the Cats winning. You said if the Cats beat the Blues, they're going to win the whole thing, not just this final. They're going to win the grand final.
And taking the flag.
And you were going to get a Cats premiership tattoo. I did give you 24 hours.
What a crazy thing to say, by the way.
Very crazy.
What are you doing? Like, there's still so many games until the grand final.
And it's, and like, you're not someone I would say gets carried away. You know, like, you're heaps, but you're not getting carried away.
Well, let me tell you, I got carried away there and my mouth got the better of me.
Yes, I gave you 24 hours, something that, again, we don't often do. I gave you the chance, hey, if you want to honourably retract and not get a premiership tattoo before they've won the thing.
I mean, that'd be the most sensible thing to do.
Yes. Here's what happened yesterday live on the show after that 24-hour window had expired.
I am concerned that if, after saying that, and I were to back out, it means that I don't believe in the Cats enough to win the flag. And also, Tim, famously, I'm up for anything.
Yes.
So, we're getting the premiership tattoo! Go, Cats! Come on!
So you're getting the tattoo.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me. Sometimes I just get so excited, carried away, as we've just said. And hey, like, I love the Cats. And I would say I've dedicated this last 12 months 100%. To loving the Geelong Cats.
I could never challenge you on that because I 100% agree with you. Okay. So that now that we've agreed that, yep, and I've put some feelers out, there is someone that I've got a hold of, and I believe we'll be able to speak to them tomorrow on the show.
Yep.
But we have a bit to do before we speak to this person, this tattoo artist, because Davo, I think in the excitement yesterday of you going, I'm getting a Cats premiership tattoo, we need to knuckle down exactly what that looks like. Is it, when I've got my fingers crossed here, an entire back piece of a giant cat, like half cat, or Catman, your hero?
Or could be you. We're not sure. I've never seen you in the same room as him, so...
What are you willing? Because at the end of the day, this is your body. If you're going to get a tattoo, I want you to be happy with it.
Yeah.
What do you want the tattoo to be?
Okay, so I want to get Geelong Cats Premiers 2026.
So you do want the year.
Yep.
So you can't just keep it vague because they have been premiers in the past, I think like 14 times. So
yeah.
You could just be like, yep, they are the premiers.
No, I'm committing because they're winning the flag this year. We're going to get Geelong Cats Premiers 2026.
Can you notice that I'm offering multiple levels of opportunities for you to, like, to help you with this?
Nah, but risk it for the biscuit. The kitty cats, they've got my back. They're going to get out there. Baz is going to smash it. Dangerfield, he's out there. He's ripping in.
Okay.
Jezza, he's back to full strength. It's going to be a, yeah, well, you know, 90.
Again, you get so close to telling a truth and then there's the you get carried away. This is the carried away we're talking about. Okay. So just the words Cats Premiers.
Geelong Cats Premiers 2026.
Okay. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When's the worst? Okay. Obviously, they're going to win it. If you get this tattoo, that means they have to win it, right?
Yeah.
But when's the worst? If they were to lose, so they have a semi-final this week, would it hurt the most after losing in the semi, losing in the prelim, or losing in the grand final? What's the biggest hurt?
Like, it would be a little bit painful if I get it done Friday, say, and then they lose Friday night. Like, that would be a little bit... that would hurt a little bit.
Because I feel like it hurts the most after Freo. The prelim, which would be against Sydney in Sydney, I feel like that would hurt less because it's like, well, no, they got so far.
Yeah.
And then it comes back to hurting heaps at the grand final.
Well, if they lost to Sydney, say... Like, I could get almost premiers. Get it almost
more
added
tattoos
in there. Or if they lose, I cross out the six.
Okay.
And then we add a seven next year.
So not remove it, just cross it out.
No.
Yeah, messing around. Okay. Well, I'm glad. So we've got that because I've been speaking to a tattoo artist, so I can send that to him because it's just words, so that'll be pretty easy. Okay. Later in the show, I am going to, because you keep saying you're famously up for everything, right?
Yep.
I'm going to hold you to that a little bit later on.
Tim and Davo.
So I'm getting up to when I'm needing to renew my driver's license.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm so sorry as well, because as we know, admin, not my strong point. But to be fair, like, it might give me the shove that I need to get a few things sorted around here.
To be honest, you need more than a shove. You need to be completely swept off your feet. And dragged. Not in the way that you need to be. Yeah, you need to be like, you know when in movies when like someone pulls up and they put a bag over your head and like three men in suits put you in the back of a car and take you somewhere?
Yeah.
That's what you need to help you with your registrations.
I mean, sometimes I am worried about going somewhere and then two men with brooms hit me into a car and I go and live in the circus.
There's a freak. Get her.
But no. So, yes, I do need to go and get my license sorted. That's in December, so we've got some time. But I need to start preparing now.
Please.
Planning. But I've got a few friends that have had to get their license renewed recently, and I didn't realise how much pressure people put on themselves for their driver's license photo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were allowed to.
Well, okay. So I had two friends that both went and got their makeup done before they went and got their driver's license photo.
All the power to them, I guess. But I thought you weren't allowed to.
What do you mean? You're allowed to put makeup on.
Well, yeah, but I thought they were like, you have to be expressionless, don't you? Or is that your passport?
No, that's passport.
They're like, no earrings, no glasses. They're like, hey, put your hair back, the worst it's ever looked, and then get in front of the highest quality camera we have in this country right now.
There is something about when you do get your license photo taken, though. It's like the lighting, it's blurry, but it's also the most harsh you'll ever see.
Yep.
So I do understand, but I didn't realise there was so much pressure in how you meant to look in this driver's license photo. Did you ever think about this before? Because I certainly haven't.
So for my driver's license, I just got it out of my wallet now. The photo, even though it's been going on for a couple of cycles now, they still have used the same photo from when I was 21. So this is 12 years ago. So I'll pass you that. And that's not me.
Why do you look like, so Tim in this photo, you've got the short hair, you still got the beard and the moustache and everything. But you still, like, even though you're 21, you kind of look like you could be 45.
I'm 40 as well. And then I also have this belief as well. So licensed photos, I feel like, are the most kind to you. They're grainy, but they're kind.
I don't think that. I think the graininess, the blurriness still somehow shows up the shininess. It still shows up the worst of yourself.
I, though, have a big theory. And it has to do with you working with Children's Check, which I've had for a while now. And there is some filter that I believe they have on there. And they go, well, this is a check to make sure that this person is safe to work around kids and like they're going to be responsible. But they're like, but we'll make every photo that we produce look like the exact opposite of that. And I will hand you my working with Children's Check.
Oh my gosh.
I'm on the news. Yeah, I'm on the news.
That's not good.
So is this something that, like, if you're able to look the best you've ever looked in December when you get your license redone, is this gonna motivate you?
No, I'm gonna show you my license. Do you think I care?
It's best I say nothing.
Yep. Light and love.
Yep.
Anyway.
Nothing funny, just awkward. Gotta go.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And we said it at the start of the show, you just never know when this man's going to get here. But we are excited because former Carlton player.
Current bastard.
It is Ed Curno.
I like it, Davo.
G'day, Ed. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here.
It's very great to have you. At 4 o'clock officially is when we get into footy stuff.
So we can't start early.
No, absolutely not. It's like you don't start a game of footy during the warm-up, you know? So
Some people do.
Okay, well, you shouldn't because otherwise you go too hard too early.
Who's the footy expert here, mate?
Yeah, come on,
as
Tim.
In, like, you know. No, as in like...
Dave, I thought I was talking for you, not Tim.
Okay. Anyway, well, let's keep moving. Ed, I was on your side then, Tim, as well. I was trying to...
What's next? There's four quarters in football, Ed. And
Davo and I have been in a bit of a back and forth with the Brekkie show. Tom and Loggy, you were shirtless with them last year at the About Time bathhouse.
We hear about that quite a bit.
Well, I think Loggy was very impressed with you and your brother. But Tom did something that Davo thinks is unacceptable in the workplace earlier this week.
Ooh. Yeah, look, Tom came in wearing grey track pants.
Mm.
Like he thought he was Magic Mike. Like he thought he was ready to go Channing Tatum style.
Were they the ones that look like nappies on babies?
Like
they blow out around the waist a bit.
Yeah, there was... He likes to keep things quite tight, Tom, with his track pants, I would say.
Oh, he's a tight-legged friend.
Yeah. Was that the issue, the key issue, that they were too tight?
Well, it's a bit much, isn't it? Grey track pants are a bit much.
And tight. That's the double whammy. Yep.
But on the Brekkie show this morning, Dave, and I know you're already aware of this because of the copious amounts of messages that you got, Tom took it upon himself to, instead of accepting any fault or blame,
he
targeted you. Let's have a listen to what happened on the Brekkie show this morning.
It's a bit rich for Davo specifically to be calling me on grey trackies when at the same time she was wearing skin tight leggings just swanning around the workplace. Yeah.
But she looks good doing it.
Absolutely.
Mm. So you want to know, are leggings in the workplace suitable now?
Yeah, then are they appropriate?
Interesting.
Leggings are fine. Leggings are active wear.
You've got rules, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. There's rules around them. So obviously if you're wearing leggings, like I'm not wearing them with like a little croppy top. Like I'm wearing them with like a long T-shirt or something that's covering like your front, back
and
front.
Yeah, the whole situation.
Little croppy top would be okay. That's fine too. Dave-o.
Nah. I think in the workplace, like I'm just trying to keep things a little bit professional and, you know, cover what you need to cover.
Yeah, because what obviously your words are the where the professionalism disappears. So your appearance, that's where you have to maintain the professionalism.
If you look tidy, you can really run your mouth.
How do you feel, Ed, about trackies and leggings in the workplace? I know you haven't had a real job since you were maybe 17 before you got drafted.
Yeah, well, I think Tom, what time's he got to come to work? That's tough. He's probably getting changed in the dark.
Yeah, but like he is our boss. I'll put that out there as well. He is the manager. Yeah, so
he's
I mean,
grey nappy trackies at 5 a.m. Yeah. and expecting people to do what he says.
But at 5 a.m, like he can wear it at 5 a.m, but it's when it gets to 9 a.m. and the rest of the staff are here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's I think it's a no-no from Tom.
His excuse is that he was going to the gym after. My whole thing is wear gym shorts, right? Like that's a totally appropriate thing to wear in the workplace.
I would almost say wearing grey trackies at the gym is a no-no as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I do feel like grey track pants just have so many different layers to that is just, not enough layers to be fair.
Do you have grey trackies in your wardrobe, Davo?
Nah.
You don't. But you have tights. You have, what would you call them? Leggings.
Yeah.
But leggings, like how do you say, what's the difference between leggings and activewear?
Activewear is with the croppy toppy that you brought up
before. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like how you're wearing it.
Like so, Davo's not going to strong Pilates. Sorry.
What if everyone...
Fight me on it.
I'm not going
to. Yeah. All right. So I reckon the way to answer this is if everyone at K-Rock turned up in grey trackies, is that appropriate? Everyone. No, every staff member.
No.
So if every staff member turned up in leggings at K-Rock, is that okay?
I think it's better.
Ah!
It probably is.
But let's have a listen. The callers today absolutely tore me to shreds.
Middle of winter, grey trackies, they're nice and warm. Leggings, they cannot be warm. As if it's comfortable, great. And look, if you've got the body for it, why not?
Not appropriate. No one wants to be looking at your twat.
Karen,
I don't know if we're doing that.
Sorry, but nobody wants to look at the movement in the grey pants either.
So she's a no-no for both of them as well. Well, what I thought we could do on 5223 2955, because there is a lot of back and forth. Settle it. What's worse in the workplace, leggings or grey track pants? That's what we're going to hit the phones with, 5223 2955, because I'm sick of the in-house fighting.
Yeah, I get it.
You and Tom either need to like get into some sumo suits and run it straight, or we need to get to the bottom of this.
So many people that want to fight me.
I wonder who's the common denominator in that. Well, let's hit the phones with this. Lloyd in Armstrong Creek. What is worse at work, leggings or trackies?
It's got to be trackies. You can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard thing to pull off, isn't it, the grey trackies? Well,
Not really.
It comes back to what you were saying before, Davo, where you can wear leggings to work because you can put a top or a flowy top or something over it, like it sort of looks more suitable. But trackies, you just can't hide that.
Sounds like Lloyd. You
said, no one wants to see the old Long John waving around, as the lady was saying this morning.
Or Little John, depending.
Little John.
Or mid-size John.
Three.
Lloyd, what are you wearing now?
I'm wearing khaki tradies pants.
Yeah, Lloyd. So Lloyd's on the tools. So yeah, Lloyd knows here. But Lloyd, we would love to see you in a pair of leggings on the tools. That'd be absolutely fantastic. All right, Ben in Newcombe. Ben, what do you think's worse at work, leggings or trackies?
I've got to agree with Lloyd. The trackies are awful. You can't do it.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
I haven't seen a female wear grey trackies in. Like, that's safer. Mm.
Because we know it's not on. It's not, and not even, and I know it's for different reasons, but it's a sloppy look, I think, grey track pants.
They do know.
Okay.
Tom, it's not looking good for Tom.
Ben, how do you feel, though, about leggings, like, while we got you?
Look, I think leggings is acceptable. But it's a little bit lazy, Davo.
I'm so glad I asked that question. That's nice. Excellent. All right, lastly, Mel in Curlewis. Mel, round this out for us. What's worse at work, leggings or trackies?
I'm going to say they're the equivalent of each other.
I don't want to be the equivalent of them.
They are. If I want to see my other half in something, I'm going to tell him go buy some grey trackies. And he's going to say the same to me about tights.
Well,
so if you're wearing them at work, you're a distraction.
Sorry.
Although I do want to see if maybe if you and Tom swap
for a day.
Tom in little leggings.
I don't know. I don't want to see either, and that's distracting for worse reasons.
It's Tim and Davo.
Ed, mate, so great that you come by every single Wednesday. This time of year with players finishing up their seasons and teams getting out of finals, we see delistings, retirements. And
sad, Tim.
I reckon you'd like this bloke. I reckon Tom Liberatore, or mostly known as Libba from the Doggies, he retired this week. I bet you love Libba.
Yeah, I did. He was awesome to watch. Loved the way he played. Loved his aggression. He used to always try and start fights. A bit like Davo in K-Rock Studio. Get under your skin.
Yeah.
Stick up for his teammates. Knew how to have a good time. Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Would you say that Davo and Libba, if there was a, I guess, former AFL player, but the most likely similar to Davo AFL player would be Libba?
No. I'm trying to think. Maybe
Bailey Smith.
What's that guy at Geelong? They're calling him the they've got a nickname for him. The
Polking Horny?
Yes. That's Davo.
Yeah, without the Polking Horn.
I knew you'd like saying that name. Polking Horny.
Now, Lib is a different cat, and he retired in a very liberal way. Mm. He read out a poem to his teammates saying that he was going to be finishing up.
I really like him, by the way, because he's been a bit of a strange cat for years, and I really like that he brings a little bit of razzle-dazzle to it.
100%. Yep. So we thought, as someone who finished up their playing career a few years ago, but you're currently doing odd jobs like owning 50 businesses. Do you remember much about your retirement speech to the club or your delisting speech?
Yeah, the delisting speech. It's the right way to put it.
I will give this man so much rubbish, but I always feel awful when we laugh about his delisted.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry heaps.
I enjoyed it. It was a good day. Family came in, had my whole speech, but I didn't do a poem. I loved Libba's poem. The fact that he kind of tried to string a few words, and he didn't just try. I thought he nailed it. Okay. So I've had a bit of a crack at it.
So this is if you were going to retire from the radio, is that right?
Well, the season's coming to near on finish, so it's a bit of a tribute to Libba, but also it's my retirement speech from radio.
Well, okay, just so you know, you can read this out, but we still will need you for the next few weeks, all right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and gear myself up and put myself into character here, Damo.
Okay, great.
All right.
Sure, this will be very nice.
Yep. Bit nervous. Today, I need to let you know my time on K-Rock Afternoons are coming to an end. I hope the listeners here will hear this and have time to mend. Unexpectedly and without warning or any formal feedback, recent conversations with management have made it obvious to me my time is done. Whilst this news was not easy to hear, to be honest, quite shocking, I can now use this time to get my afternoon bun. I hope the next wave of so-called experts have taken heed to my mentorship. I leave knowing the station is now in capable hands. I've loved the journey on air. Maybe we'll see each other one day in the stands. I hope our shenanigans have kept you company on your way home. I know that Tim could use a beard comb. For those still listening, whilst this is not TV, you should know, Davo is wearing a rashie. The footy season has only a little time to go. Signing off, the football expert with Tim and Dave-O.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. I moved beyond belief.
You did fit a lot of words in between rhymes. It's an interesting poem. Oh,
was it too many?
There's heaps in there. Oh,
far out. I should have got AI to cut it down.
We're definitely going to need you for a couple more weeks.
Yeah. That's such a great hypothetical retirement note from you there. Retirement poem. Ed Kerner, you're always a great sport. Thank you very much for swinging on by, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Tim and Dave-O.
This is Tim and Dave-O, the podcast.
Always feel a little bit lighter and happier after Ed Kerner, the former Carlton player, comes in here. He's an absolute rock star.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you, Ed Kerner. I know you're not listening because as soon as you leave, you're off. But we love him. But Dave-O, you and him got into a bit of a verbal back and forth last week about the Cats and Blues elimination final.
Mm-hmm.
You got pretty worked up on the Friday and you got very excited, carried away. No, it's not carried away really because you followed through with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said if the Cats beat the Blues, you're going to just get a premiership tattoo for the Cats, even though they still have three games to go. You're just going to lock it in.
Yeah, there was a moment on Friday where I just got swept up and I got excited and that's what came out of my mouth.
Yep.
Look, how did I feel about it after? Probably shouldn't have said that on air.
Yeah, I gave you 24 hours. I was like, hey, I know we all say things when we get carried away. I'll give you 24 hours to retract it. After that time expired, this is what you had to say.
I am concerned that if after saying that and I were to back out, it means that I don't believe in the Cats enough to win the flag. And also, Tim, famously, I'm up for anything.
Yes.
So, we're getting the premiership tattoo. Go Cats, come on.
So you're getting the tattoo.
I am, and I'm even there, like, she's so excited. She's so lippy. And then, like, it gets closer and closer to obviously doing this. I mean, look, I'm not backing out because this is who I am. Famously, up for anything.
Yes. I want to actually focus on that. You say famously I'm up for anything. Sorry. yeah, it's this line.
Famously, I'm up for anything.
I wanted to know if you'd be up for playing a bit of a game with this tattoo. Because you said this earlier today, what you're going to get is Geelong Cats Premiers 2026.
Yes.
Okay, so you know the words.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play a bit of tattoo location roulette.
Roulette.
About where this tattoo goes, Dave-O. Because if you are famously up for anything,
yeah,
I feel like you would let listeners put forward their vote for where on your body you would get this tattoo.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we hit the randomizer and then that will tell you where you're getting your tattoo.
Yeah. I mean, as we know, the lower back is taken because I have a tattoo there that says,
please don't
leave.
Go. Oh, sorry. I hate when I misquote your lower back tattoo. Could we go up slightly above your lower back?
Potentially. Okay. I mean, look, yeah, I'm willing to play this game because why not? Like, if we are here at this point,
great.
We're doing this silly little exercise that I've
it's
come
not
up.
Silly.
No,
it's
well,
beautiful.
I know, and it's a dedication right. to my love of the Cats.
Well,
let's do this. Whatever.
Okay, so you said lower back, so I'm going to chuck that on the list. 52232955. Call up. Say a part of the body where you want Dave-O to get this tattoo. Okay, friendly. And it will go into the randomizer. So if you voted for lower back, I think I would. Well, you know what? I'm going to be kind to you. Mm-hmm. Premiership tattoos to me are ankle, like they're mostly on ankles.
Okay.
So I'm going to add ankle to my pool here. And I want to get as many suggestions. Shoot them through at our Instagram at KROCK Geelong right now or 52232955. We can decide where Dave-O's getting this tattoo. Because you're up for it, Damo.
Famously, I'm up for anything.
Do you have a preference of where it would go before we play?
I don't. Look, I haven't really thought about it. yeah, I should probably think about it, to be honest. But maybe somewhere that's not always showing, so like somewhere I can hide. So maybe not like my, you know, chest or forearm
chest
or neck, you know. Like,
boo, you're
face
boring.
Would be probably out of the question. But yeah, I'm not too sure. Probably somewhere okay. that's not too visible all the time.
So currently on the list we have, and we'll put this in the randomizer and then tomorrow hit the button.
That's crazy.
And then it'll tell you where you're getting this tattoo. Because it's just words,
yeah.
right? So it's not a picture or anything. So currently we've got lower back. mm-hmm. which was suggested by you. We got ankle, which was suggested by me. Got some listener messages on Instagram, Karakorong, and text messages. Davo, all right. Davo should let it decide on her calf. So back of the leg.
Okay, back of the leg.
There you go. Thank you, Beck. I vote ribs. Maximum commitment. That's from Sarah in Grovedale. So I'm writing down ribs. Tattoo roulette. Back of the arm. That's Josh from Highton.
Okay.
Back of the arm. Have you got any not on the, these spots?
Not on the back of the arm.
And then Tim from the studio also said neck.
All right, you can put neck on there, but back, I don't know. I don't know how much of a good sport I'd
what
be about.
What
that.
About that one? Like, oh no, because that's a lot of text behind your ear.
Yeah.
Back of arm, and we'll just put neck in there, just because, you know, just got to pad this out, don't we? All right, Jared and Lara, have you got a suggestion of where Davo's should get this tattoo?
I do, and I hope that it resonates with the inner millennial in all of us. I'd love it on the inner forearm.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon it's a real good throwback. It's, you know, the millennials, like, they love a terrible tattoo on the inside of the forearm. I reckon this is a great spot.
I do have a few terrible tattoos on my inner forearm already.
That's
so
Southern Cross tattoo. Yeah, that's so annoying.
No.
Jared, do you have a tattoo on your inner forearm? Is that why are you looking down at your own Southern Cross tattoo and inspired by that?
I 100% was.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I think if he's thinking inner forearm for millennials, it would be like anchors or something, you know?
Anchors are cool. All right. Well,
but like as in like that particular one.
Yeah, yeah. Have you like, can you lift up your sleeves? Like what do you got on your arms right now? Oh. I just want to see the canvas space. Oh, yeah. So your left arm's got a beard. Right arm's got heaps of space. Lloyd in Armstrong Creek's also giving us a call. Lloyd, anywhere that you'd like to suggest for tattoo roulette tomorrow?
I reckon down on the ankle, inside the ankle.
Two for the ankle. We'll put that in there twice, I reckon. Because I am in charge of this, so Lloyd, appreciate that. And Laura from Lara. Lastly, where would you like to suggest for Davo to get this tattoo?
Well, firstly, Davo, I love that we are manifesting the cat
friendship.
This is absolutely up the cat. We bloody love him, and I love this energy from you. I think you should get it on, like, the upper thigh.
Okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
You've already got a crocodile smoking a cigarette on one of them, don't you? So the other
That's
thigh.
That's not even a joke,
the
yes.
The other thigh. All right. I love that. And it's good. This is manifesting. This is what it's all
Thank
about.
Thank you. We love it.
Because it's not a rub in your face like, ha-ha, we're going to win. It's like, no, this is...
We're putting the confidence. We're manifesting it into the universe.
All right. Tattoo roulette tomorrow on the show. Ooh. I'm also going to get the tattoo artist on the phone as well.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.